Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, depending where you're at in this beautiful world. You might be in Scotland, where our guest is, Joan Francis, where it is now Wednesday night. So we're welcoming everybody live and archived to be in here. It's always a great show, and Joan Francis is here and sharing her topics each week, and also taking your phone calls. That's right, your phone calls. Call on in. We'll be taking calls for free readings. The number to call for the radio show is 347-884-8245. And remember, all the ways to contact Joan Francis is listed here on the show page, okay? So the links are there. Go on over and contact Joan Francis. She does do private sessions all the time, so you can easily connect with her. And connecting and doing a reading with her, with her being in Scotland, is no different than doing a reading with someone here, here in the States. It's all with Skype. It's just like picking up your phone, and there's no charge. So it's really, really neat how interactive the world is today. So keep that in mind. And let's go then straight on over and join in, go to Scotland, and let's join in with our friend Joan Francis to the show. Welcome back.
Hello again. Yes, it's good to be here on Rabbi Burns's night. Wow. I think half of Scotland will be celebrating tonight of our famous poet, Rabbi Burns. So, yes, I had my tatties, neeps and tatties, my haggis, neeps and tatties earlier tonight. So, with a wee dram as well. So, there we go.
Slow down a minute here. Now, what's the name of the poet? I'm trying to get this.
Okay, it's Rabbi Burns.
Rabbi Burns?
Robert Burns.
Burns,
as in Burns. Yes, Robert Burns, but he's called Rabbi, you see.
Rabbi.
And he is a great poet. He's, you know, who, he was a great fiddler player as well, and he done all of our great poets, our great sayings, I should say. And don't ask me to say all of them, because I only really know a wee tiny, tiny wee bit, and I'm not good at it either. But we have so many professional speakers, you know, that do Rabbi Burns's evenings. So people will go along, and the traditional meal is haggis and neeps and tatties. So, and obviously a little whiskey to go along with that. So we
of
call
course.
It a dram. So, of course, they would go along, and the professional speaker will recite, you know, the poetry of Rabbi Burns, and then people will tuck into a great meal and then celebrate with them a wee whiskey, you know. So, it's very traditional in Scotland, yeah.
Oh, well, thank you for educating all of us Americans on that today.
So so that's
very
why I'm saying happy Rabbi Burns Day, you know.
Okay.
We don't
have that here, but that's cool. That's good. That's,
I know. Well, I do know that all our Scottish friends who are in America, I know that where my daughter lives, they have a big Rabbi Burns celebration day. So they're all celebrating on Saturday. So they will have a big family gathering, and it will be the theme of Rabbi Burns and tartan and all the rest of the trimmings of Scotland that goes along with it. So, yeah, it's good fun.
Okay, well, great. Okay, thank you for educating us. That was cool. So that was neat. So today, what is our topic, Joan Francis?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk just about 5 minutes on the inner core, our inner core. And a lot of people, the power of the inner core is obviously the power of our soul. But when we start to look from an ego-based point of view and our super soul point of view, then it's very different. The two points are very, very different. And so I wanted to speak about just getting people to think maybe differently from how they've been thinking before about who they are and their inner core energy, because it's a bit like if the inner part of the hub of a wheel is wonky. Do you know what wonky means? It means out of alignment. I have to stop my Scottish sayings here tonight. So if the inner core of the wheel is out of alignment, it means then that you're never going to get a complete sphere of energy because it's out of shape. So our inner core is very like that. If we are not congruent to what's going on within us, it means that we are not going to project out from that hub of ourselves into the world everything that we actually want. So one of the questions I wanted the listeners to think about tonight is, how do we feel about ourselves? And a lot of people don't like themselves, or they don't like one aspect, or maybe half a dozen aspects of themselves. But I would love the listeners to just jot down or write down on a piece of paper the things that the inner self, what they think about themselves first and foremost. So if they think about that, what do you think? Put it into a sentence and just say what you feel. You might say, well, I think I'm okay. Or you might think that to the other extreme is that I'm a loser, or I'm not good, or I'm unhappy, or I'm fantastic, I'm great, I'm on top of the world. So whatever they feel about themselves, if they can write that down in a sentence. And then from there, the next question would be that, do they think or worry about what other people think or feel about them? So are you a person that worries about what other people think of you? Or are you a person who thinks, well, this is who I am and this is what you get, and if you don't like it, then it's not my problem? So how do you respond to what other people think about you? And again, put that down either in a sentence or maybe just a word or two words there. And what happens is those two particular questions will now start to formulate, is your inner core out of alignment? Because again, it's that part, if you're not happy with an aspect of yourself, then or you're worrying about what somebody else thinks or feels about you, then that creates a misalignment. And that misalignment now starts to, instead of reflecting out love and peace and harmony and all the nice, yummy things that go on within us, what happens is that it starts to reflect out the power of lack. And it's the lack of love, the lack of respect, the lack of confidence, the lack of self-esteem. In other words, the lack of life. So if you have a core that is operating from the power of lack, then you're reflecting lack out into the world. And again, what we have to start to think about now is how that reflection comes back in. Because as we talk about the inner core, we're talking about the inner core of our universe, the power of our universe from within us. And if the power of that universe from within us is pouring or seemingly pouring out the power of lack, then we will reflect that and bring that back to us, and hence only create more lack. So to change the inner core of oneself is to start to think differently about oneself. So I want you now, the listeners, to list all the amazing things that you have achieved in your life. Right from, you might have said, well, yes, I had O grades, and I know I'm speaking to the world, it might have different ways of looking at this. So in other words, your hires from school or your certification from school that you completed and, you know, understood the power of your lessons. Or you might have went to college, or you might have went to university, or you might have opened up your own business and, you know, it's going fantastically for you. Or you could have, again, one of the most powerful things that you could have ever done is for to do something for somebody else and that done good for them. And that made you feel satisfied from within. Or it could be that you have, maybe you've overcame an illness and you've achieved, gone from beyond all the odds of the doctors and achieved yourself getting back into powerful health and well-being. Or you could have simply passed your driving test, and that's not a simple task for some people, may I say. So you could have passed your driving test, or you could have passed, you know, numerous various things, or achieved lots of different things. Maybe you, even from childhood, you have to think right back to even into childhood. And I'm going to take you right back to a thing that every single person in this world achieved, and that was life. The power of the egg within the mother and the sperm of the father is like that sperm reached that egg, and that's who you are. You are the power of life itself, and every single person in this world achieved exactly that. So that's number one. That should be the number one on your list. And then from there, depending on what age you are, whoever's listening to this, you may have achieved the power of walking, talking, the power of breathing life itself, remember, as well. Or it's a fact that you overcame some odds of childhood illnesses, or, you know, maybe living alone, maybe being a single child within a family, and you overcame the power of loneliness because you didn't have another friend or another brother, sister, another sibling, in other words, to play with. There's many, many different things. Look at your skill sets. Write down everything that you're good at. Even if you don't get paid for it, that is an achievement. That's a powerful energy within yourself. So if you're good at writing, or you're good at mathematics, or you're just good at problem solving, or you have a great painting talent or writing talent, or, you know, whatever talent is there within you. Maybe you're a beautiful sewer, singer, you know, anything at all. List it all the way down. Write every achievement. And not forgetting also the power of love. Being able to love unconditionally is a beautiful achievement in this world. So list all of that down. And then you can take the same piece of paper and you can list again. You can list all the things that you feel that you're not good at. And I want you to be completely and utterly honest with yourself. And then once you have those two particular lists, I want you to do a third list for me. And that third list is about what you want to achieve in your life. What is it that you're setting your goals for? What is that goal setting? And then what I want you to do is to look at the power of the first list and ask yourself, does your inner core match up to this list about how you think your inner core is or how it's performing? And just look at that powerful list that you have. Do you feel the power from that particular list? And then I want you to look at the second list. And the second list is all the things that you think that you're not good at. And then ask yourself, do you really believe that you're not good at these things or you can't achieve these things? Because if you have a very powerful first list, then that second list really should be now getting put to bed, as I call it. It should be looked at. And then maybe you have to brush up on a few things. Okay, that's fine. Look at the power of the inner core and know that you can achieve and achieve everything that you want to actually do. And you can then obliterate all the things that you think that you're not good at. Because it's only a thought. And then you can look at your third list And then you know that you can achieve that list. There is nothing in this world that we can't achieve if we really put our mind to it. And if we have a very strong inner core, that's the backbone of who you are, that inner core. So therefore, you can have those first two questions and then make your three lists and then ask yourself, do you really need that middle list? And hopefully the answer is going to be no. Because if you have a powerful first list, then you can go straight to your goal intention and know that you can start to make plans and put all the action into achieving all your goals. Because your inner core is so strong that you will be able to achieve everything that you want to achieve in life. My favorite saying when I'm doing mind mentoring courses or I'm doing a talk on the power of the mind, and I like to sometimes finish with this one. I've got two or three, so I like this one, is the word action. And if you spell out the word action and you take the I from the middle and move it up, then you actually have I act on. So it's you are going to act on your first list, and that is all your achievements. And you're going to use that as fuel, powerful, positive fuel, to allow you to take action and bypass that middle list, knowing that you are not, in a sense, a failure or anything in any shape or form. You're not got any lack whatsoever, because that's the list of lack. And therefore, you can bypass it and go straight to your goal list and act on all your goals so that you can succeed in every single thing. That is the power of your inner core. And I hope you act on your powerful energy and achieve everything. There you go.
Well, thank you for that, Joan Francis. That was great. That was great. Especially here in the first of the year. And
I love it.
Making positive changes in the upcoming year and the things you want to do. It's just like a clean slate. So that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. Before we get to...
And I can't believe...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't believe we're on the 25th of January already.
Yeah.
The 25th of January. It is... The power of time is just flowing away.
I know.
Unbelievable.
I know. Every year I start off at the beginning. This is my ninth year. I start off at the beginning of January, and you first start at the beginning of January. You think, okay, it's going to be nice and slow. It's going to be a while, and before you know it, the month is already gone. So, yeah.
Oh,
it goes
faster
and faster.
Yeah, I think it's
but
they say it gets faster when you get older.
It does, don't it?
I always remember my mother saying, my mother said to me once when I was wee, and I can't remember for the life of me at the moment what I was waiting for, but I think it was like I was saying, oh, it's not coming fast enough, you know? And I always remember her words, and she said, when you get older, you'll be wishing for time to slow down. Because time will just rush past as you get older. So I think her words are coming true.
Yes.
So who have we got on the line tonight?
Okay. Let's go first to Seattle. Let's bring in our friend Holly to the show.
Hello.
Hey, Holly.
Hello there, Holly.
How are you two?
Hello.
Good.
I am good.
Do you need a question or a message from
What
Spirit
can I do for you? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if you want a question, you can ask a question. It's entirely up to you.
Okay, I'm just wondering when my ex-husband will let me see my stepson again. His name is TJ.
TJ.
Yeah, G to J, Gilbert Jr.
Oh, G. G, G.
Yeah, G like God.
Gilbert. Gilbert. Okay. Okay, so I feel here that I've got the number 5, okay? So I'm going to be going on the basis of we'll hold on to that number 5 as I go forward here for you. Because, again, I have the feeling here that I have this feeling that there's been some difficulties, and I feel there's a difficulty of, how do I say that on air? I'm just going to have to say this, Holly, but I feel as if there's either a difficulty or a disagreement of where parenting, you know, the skills of parenting is concerned here. So I don't know if there was a bit of, you know, kind of a one parent in a sense saying one thing and the other saying the other. So we don't have to get into what was said or how it was said, but I just feel that there's a difficulty there of maybe I'll use the phrase rules, ground rules. Do
yeah,
you
he's not my
that?
Son. Yeah, but he's not my biological son.
No, I know it. No, I know he's not your son because you said it was your stepson when you came on. I totally understand that. But even although he's not your son, because if you get into a relationship with somebody who has a child, there's always going to be the point of where the child will either look upon the person as a step-in-law or they'll look upon as like a parenting. You know, I know he's not your biological child, but there's still an air of parenting. You know, that's going on,
yeah,
or
yeah.
How I'm seeing it. But would you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying there?
Yeah, he won't let me see him because he's being mean to Dad.
Okay. Well, I feel that there is some difficulties going on there, and it's definitely about ground rules, so if that's one of them, then fair enough. But I have got the power of the number 5. And I feel here that if you and the dad can sit down, and I feel that, I have to say this, you're both hot-headed. So therefore, I feel that whether you need a mediator to sit with you to keep the peace, but if you can sit down and if you can actually talk, I feel that you need to talk to understand.
There's no talking to him.
It's not really about. But it's not. You have to sit down and talk because there's no other way of doing this, and it's really not about you two. It's actually Gilbert Jr. So it's. It's not about you two, it's what's best for him. And I feel here that you two need to sit down and kind of get your ground rules, whether you like them or not, but you need some ground rules because if you don't, your hot energy, and I use that word hot, not passionate, but hot as in angry energy, it's the fact that you are never going to come to terms on this. So the number 5 is there. So it's either you phone him inside 5 hours or 5 days, 5 weeks, or it's going to take 5 months to get all this sorted out. So it's definitely in the power of 5. And I feel here it's the upsetting side of this that goes on in the background. And I don't know if you were listening to my little wee talk there about inner core. And if you're carrying the kind of a argumentative energy, you know, within the inner core, that's going to reflect right out again. So, and if you didn't hear it, it would be worth listening to the replay. I know my shows are on demand, so you can just go into on demand and get them there. And it should be kind of a ranked up the top there to keep it there. So it's that process right there about understanding where you're coming from within you. And for Gilbert Jr.'s dad to understand where he's coming from, and then not look at it for you two, but look at it for the benefit of Gilbert Jr. Okay?
Yeah, I do
but
that.
It's all in the power. All in the power of the number five. Okay? Well, you know, sometimes if you just sit down and not come at I'm right and you're not, and just ask the question, how do you see us resolving this? Don't tell him how you're going to resolve or how he's going to resolve it or how you want it resolved. You just say, can you tell me? I'm really, really desperate to understand how. What do you think, or how do you think we can resolve this for the benefit of Gilbert Jr.? And then just give him the space. Just be quiet and just give him the space to speak. And then let you know him. And then you have to take what is said and you have to try and work with that. That's the power of what's coming from his inner core. And you just have to work with that. And sometimes it is about compromising, as long as it's not detrimental to your principles of life. You know, there is that power of understanding there. But I hope I've helped you, Holly. Okay.
Yes.
And thanks for calling into the show. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, bye guys. And keep in touch and let me know how you get on. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Now. Right. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right. Take care, Holly.
Oh, Ricky. Bye bye.
All righty. Let's go next then to area code 415 on the West Coast there. Can we get your first name?
Hello, my name is Catherine.
Welcome.
Hello,
Catherine.
Catherine. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. I was wondering if you...
Hi, how are we doing tonight?
Great, great. Still getting rid of the cold that the whole world has right now, but I'm doing good.
Oh, yeah. Good. Have you a question for me tonight? How can I help you?
Are you giving mediumship readings?
I can try and tap in for you. Yep. I always say that there's no guarantees, but here we go.
Sure.
If you want me to tap in, I can tap in for you there. Okay. Let me do this. It just takes me a wee second or two to get into that space. Okay. Okay, I feel as if I have a man's energy here. So it's a male energy that I feel coming forward. I feel not my usual way of working with the male energy here, but I feel as if what he's giving me was it was a great release to leave the body. It was a great release to leave the body. And that sounds quite off-putting or dramatic. But I feel then that this gentleman must have been suffering before he passed to the spirit world. So in a way, it was a great release, you know, to move out the body and move into the spirit world. I feel I'm going on like a father figure here. And I also feel that, I don't know whether if he injured his body or his shoulder, because I'm going to the shoulder region of the body here. And so it's kind of a like up in the chest region, but over to the left-hand side. And I feel he may have had some form of difficulty with the body in that region. Whether it was an injury that he sustained and then lived with that, or it was something that came near the point of death, but I feel as if I had it for a long time. Can you make sense of a gentleman that comes close to you with a condition like that, Catherine?
Yeah. Can you, do you get a feeling if it's more on the our mother's side or
nope.
my father's side?
Hello?
Hello?
I'll just try and ascertain that. Just hold on a wee minute. Hello there? Hello? Oh, goodness. Hello?
I can hear you.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you, Joan Francis.
Can you hear me? Good.
Yes, yes.
We seem to have lost one another there. Okay. So, okay, Kathleen, you were asking me that question there. So let me just... I actually feel as if this is more going on to the father's side of the family there. As in, definitely. I'm seeing the... I'm getting the family tree here in a wee picture, and I'm leaning more towards over to the father, what I would term as the father's side. And I feel in there. I also have this feeling of where, I don't know if the gentleman liked like steam tractors or steam trains, because it looks like a tractor to me, but it may be a steam train, an old steam train, but it looks like a tractor, you know, with the big wheels at the back and the little ones at the front. So that's how it looks like to me here. So I don't know if that kind of makes any better to you there, Kathleen.
Sounds like a grandfather.
Oh, we seem to be, yeah. Okay. And is it on that side of the family, or would it be another side, at the other side?
Well, I was thinking also of my mother's brother, because he had a long-term illness for couple of years before he passed.
Okay.
But it fits. But usually the grandfather comes through in readings.
Ah, right. We may have a crossover of both of them then. Okay, that can sometimes happen, so forgive me for that. But I do feel, as I feel the gentleman, his energy is... Would I be right in saying that he kind of has sometimes kept himself to himself? That might distinguish personality there, because I do feel as if he's here, but he's distant, if I can say it that way. So that sometimes indicates to me that the person was kind of he wouldn't have thrown himself right into the middle of the company. Do you see what I'm saying? He may have just held himself in reserve, you know, to larger crowds or lots of people. So I feel here that's the type of personality that he comes in with. But also I feel, now he's given me an indication of a happy birthday. So is it somebody's birthday round about now, or would it have been his birthday or his passing? Because sometimes I see the passing as a birthday. So would you understand the dates of your, it would be your uncle then, or your grandfather?
Yeah, there's not either one of their birthdays or passing at this time.
Okay, are there anybody else in the family that's the birthday at this time?
Well, someone, there is a January birthday that just happened. Not me, but another family member has a
January birthday. Right, because sometimes they'll just give me little things to just...
If
somebody's birthday's in the January and connecting in with the family, then it's a way of, you know, sometimes just letting them know that we are connecting and they are giving something, you know, that is, it's more kind of a detail to the living at this side here. Now, the other thing that I want to say here is what he is giving me is that there is a decision that you have to make here, and it does have, I am seeing the legal sign, so it has got a legal connection with it. You do have to, I feel as if you're going to be signing a document, so I don't feel as if you've signed it yet, so I feel as if you're going to be signing it, because what he's shown me here is the document coming to you through the post. So it's as if the document's going to come to you through the post because it comes in an envelope, it's in the mail. So it is going to come to you that way. And it is where you're going to have to make a decision on whether you accept it or you reject it. So I don't know if you're going through anything legal at the moment, because I feel as if it's coming to you. So whether you're actually actioned within it or not. And I do feel that this may have a connection to, I'm seeing it more like a calf. I'm seeing this more to do with a calf. So I don't know if you have to register the car or you have to do something with a car document, or, but it's definitely a car I'm seeing. So there must be some form to do with the motor vehicle or licensing of some kind. Okay.
Right.
But when he's given me this, and I do feel that there's a February stamp on it. So if you, I don't know what you do there, but I know here in the UK, we have to, you know, like road tax our vehicles and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you're going to change a vehicle or you're having to agree to change a vehicle of some kind, then that's what he's given me here. What I would like you to do is to make sure that you read the document so that you completely understand what you're signing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And were there another passing in the family, but not too long ago there, but not maybe as closely linked to yourself, but within the still within the family group?
Well, the most recent passing would be his daughter, my aunt.
Okay, so that's your aunt. Okay. Did you not see her as often?
Sorry?
Did you not see the aunt as often?
She was. I saw her a lot. We were close to her.
You saw her a lot?
Yeah, well, at least communicate. Maybe not face to face, but
there's something that he's given me here about a passing, and there's something to do with. Right, okay, because it was as though you didn't see her in person. Do you know what I'm saying? You didn't get to visit. You know, a great deal.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
If that's the case, what he is saying then that they are together. He understands. You know, they are definitely together. They understand. You know, he understands the passing of her. They're together, and I think he's just letting you know that they are together, and everything is okay, everything is fine. It's as if, how can I say that? That they're together now, you know, in the heaven energy, and he's just letting you know that they're okay. Okay, so make sure that you look at that document because he's bringing that in. Understand that the passing then of your aunt, it's she's fine. She's where she's. She is with them, and they're all very happy together now. Okay?
Okay.
And take
thank you
good
very
care.
Much.
And thanks for
sure
calling
will.
In.
Thanks for the show.
Alrighty, thank you.
Thank you, Catherine. Kat, thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Joe Francis, do you want to let people know all your contact information? And yeah, well, what happens is as longer we go along, it starts to get. Then you're the only guest this happens to. So I don't know what the connection problem is, but it just gets, you know, further delayed.
Wow.
It's weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Shoot. Yeah. I'm sitting on 5 bars. I can't go any higher. Anyway. Okay. You can contact me at info@joanfrancis.com. That's info@joanfrancis.com. You can also connect up with me on Facebook, which will be the title of The Scottish Seer. That's S-E-E-R. And that's Joan Francis Boyle, B-O-Y-L-E. Joan Francis is spelt with an E, and it's all together. You can contact me by going onto my webpage, which is www.joanfrancis.com, or you can catch me on Facebook, which Skype, which is also Joan Frances Boyle. You could catch me on my cell phone, which is an international dialing code, and that is 078-3225-1798. If you want, you can come and you can join me on Facebook. We have a group on Facebook which is called the Scottish Seers Clan. And again, you can join us in there, which is lots of great activities going to be going on. The Scottish Seers Clan just started this month, and it is already proving to be very popular. And we haven't really begun in that space yet. So, yeah. And I also do the connections for readings and mentoring, all sorts of various metaphors there. And they're done by in person or on Skype or on Facebook, okay, or by telephone. So that, I think I've covered everything, Michael. I'm not sure. But again, it's also on the Blog Talk page here. You can catch me on there as well.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Let's go to our last caller then with about 12 minutes left.
There you go.
Area code 706. And remember, we got a delay, so when you come on, there's going to be a little bit of a delay, so we'll have to work with that. 706, you're on. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Mary, Georgia.
Mary, Georgia. Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll wait for Joe Francis to get all of this.
Hi, Mary, Georgia. Is that your first name, Mary, Georgia?
No, Mary is where it's first name. Georgia is where I live.
Is that your first name, Mary Georgia, or is it Mary?
It's Mary. Yeah,
I was wondering. I love it, Mary. It's Mary. Sorry, Mary. What can
That's
I do
okay.
for you? I was thinking that was an unusual combination.
That's quite all right. You know, I'll go by
what
whatever
can I do
you want
for you,
Mary? I have been having a lot of dreams of my mother.
I love it.
And I was wondering, they've been very odd dreams.
And
so go ahead. Is she there?
Yeah, wait for the...
I was going to say... Yes, I'm here. I'm here, Mary. I can hear you. Yeah.
I was wondering if there's a message my mother is trying to get to me, because I'm very confused on the dreams.
Okay, can you quickly just explain to me the dream, Mary? Because it's one of the things that I do is dream analysis. I don't normally put it out there, but I used to do a television show where I did analysis.
Okay. Well, she just brings in my uncle. She's brought him in twice, and then she brings in my father, and it's like they. And she shows me boxes with ribbons in it. The dream is very, I wake up and I'm exhausted because I'm trying to figure out, you know, what is going on in this dream. It's like they come in, they show up like, you know, like in a car, and then it starts switching all around with different family members that have passed. And anyways, I've had like the same dream twice in 1 week. And I just don't know, you know, I asked her if there's a message that, you know, if she,
okay.
if it symbolizes well, something.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, all dreams, well, they're a reflection of what comes within. So a vehicle within a dream is talking about the movement. It's the traveling, okay? And because it's a car and it starts off with the uncle and the uncle comes in twice, then it's the father, it goes to authority. So it's like the car is you moving through life. So it's all about switching places. So this is all about you switching places and where you're traveling to. And the message that she, I believe that she's trying to get across, was there a color to the box and was there a color to the ribbon?
The ribbon was red. The box was like just a box.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably...
Okay, so just a brown box. Okay. If the... It was probably... Okay, I'm not getting that last part, Mary, but I'm just going to go ahead with this. So the red... the color red, again, is all about movement. And the color red is also about stop, danger. So what I believe she's asking you is to look at the power of authority that's going on in your life just now. And it's also to do with the structure that is going on around you. So what I would suggest that you do, and because she's gave you the dream twice this week, she's obviously meaning that it's kind of imminent that you need to address this now. So I would look at what is structurally going on around you, and in particular, looking at the different family members. So it's not just one family member here, because she was bringing in different family members from the spirit side, showing you the different people in the car. So this is all about, it's not just one area of your life. It's actually to do with your whole life, the structure. So have you been thinking about, like, changing things up, moving job, moving places, you know, moving home, even the structure about your finances, maybe even moving banks, you know, things like that. Anything like that, Mary, going on?
I have a contract coming in for, for a project that I've been working on. My husband's getting ready to go in for, he has a medical appointment for like a dialysis. My sister's going in for surgery.
Okay, right. These are all, okay, and is any, oh, well, dialysis would be to do with the blood, wouldn't it? Because red connecting up to the structure of life is actually to do with the body parts, is blood supply, bone structure. It's to do with the muscle and tissue of the body. Then it goes into symbolically, it will be looking at the connection as well with the energy of the person, and then again it connects up tribally with the family unit. So it's like a sense of belonging. And what your mother was doing there, Mary, was she was showing you the switching up of family, but also about movement with the color red inside a box. A box represents your own home. So it's what's contained within the one box. So she's trying to show you family, because she's changing up all the people from spirit in the one car. So it's all about movement with the family, but it would be your family within your structure. So if your husband is going for dialysis, then I think she's just really asking you to pay attention there and make sure that you ask all the right questions and make sure that his treatment is exactly what he needs and what he needs to get at this time. I don't believe that she's given you anything of any danger as such, although the colour red is about stop, pay attention. And I have drew a card for you as well while we were speaking of that. And believe it or not, the card that I have drew is the Tower card. And that's all about structure. So I do believe we're right on the right track when we talk about it's what you're changing up at this time. So I would look at your contract for you as an individual and then look at the condition, the health condition of where your husband is. And again, maybe she's trying to say, look at all the family, you know, in that way, because if your sister is going in for an op as well. So I would pay particular attention. She's trying to get the message across to you is to pay attention and give energy and support in that way. But maybe you need to look at, you know, just the details of what you can do at this site. You know, they can do lots at their end, but sometimes we have to interact, you know, at this side. So ask all the questions that need to be asked. Don't be afraid to ask them. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Hello?
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Joe Francis. Thank you, Mary, for phoning in. Hopefully, you know, we got to some form of level there. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I know the hour goes so, so fast. And, of course, I'm going on now live on Facebook now as well. So I'm going on there at 9:10 if people want to come and join as well. So that's it. So.
Okay.
I know, we're never off the air now. We're constantly on there. If it's
all
not
right.
One place, it's another.
you're famous now. You're famous.
Well, listen,
so you can say you got your start at Journey into
again.
The Light. Okay.
And, you know, exactly that, yes, from one space to another. Okay, well, listen, I'll see you all next week. Okay.
Okay.
Take care.
All right, take care, Joan Francis from Scotland. Okay, so we're going to be connecting now with Paul from London. Now, that's the next episode. So everybody and Paul, I know you can hear me. Everybody will need to connect back to the next show. So call back in is what I'm saying, because this episode with Joan Francis is now ending. Okay? Alrighty. We'll see you guys here in 1 minute.